Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is Wednesday and time for Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. Whew. An hour ago, I was struggling with staying awake, and I just spent the last 15 minutes kind of dancing and listening to some music that shifted my energy. It's amazing how we can do that. So I'm going to start by saying that I chose this freedom to be more of me topic. It was not what I had slated. It's not what I told people I was going to be doing. I said it was going to be more about freedom from failure or freedom to fail, which is still actually allowing me to be me. But it just shifted today as I woke up this morning and did my meditation. And as the day progressed at a really cool entrepreneur networking thing this morning, the presentations all led to, where am I stopping me from being me? Where am I trying not to be too bright, too smart, too successful, too attractive, too sexy, too much of the brilliant person that I know myself to be? And where do we get off on trying to fit in and by being mediocre and being average? Nobody ever, wants to be average, yet we strive for that, to fit in and look like the rest of our neighbors. And so before we get into that, I would love to just get present. I can already feel the tension coiling in my body as I begin talking faster and faster, my mind racing, and I don't want to lead from there. So I'm going to go through the grounding and presencing exercises as well as talking through them out loud for any of you who are not familiar with working with me, or for those of you who are but might just want to relax into not even having to remember, just allowing yourself to be guided. So if you are able to close your eyes, that really helps to allow your inner presence to be felt more deeply and more easily. The distractions are less. We may hear other things going on out there, but if you have your eyes closed, at least it allows you to really focus on you and what's going on inside. So allowing yourself to receive some beautiful deep breaths in through your nose, allowing your belly to swell just like babies breathe, and then allowing the exhale to just be natural through your mouth. This time when you breathe in through your nose, focusing on your belly expanding, allowing that belly to be round and full, and then exhale, and letting your shoulders drop back onto your back. This third one, let's focus the energy down the back of our spine, feeling that beautiful, strong structure that's always there holding us in place. And if you're sitting in a chair, feeling the seat underneath you, holding you, supporting you, feeling your feet on the floor with their, if you can, take your shoes off and just allow the bottoms of your feet, the soles, to pretend like they're in sand and just rub onto the surface of the floor, whatever your surface may be. Mine, I'm on the rug at the moment, and I just love to, like almost like I'm itching my soles by rubbing them into the floor. By focusing on the lower half of our body, we're allowing ourselves to become present in a way that isn't where we normally spend time. This is why it's so important for us to call ourselves back into this moment. Our minds are always going a mile a minute and very often out in front of us. Our heart, our body, and our soul are back here while our minds are out there, you know, busily going through all the mechanics that our ego is directing us to do, solving problems, whether they need to be solved or not, right? So being here in this moment, feeling your body, feeling and noticing your breath as it goes in, allows your belly to swell, and then feeling your belly go down as the exhale. Put your hand on your chest and maybe another one by your belly button, right below your belly button in the center of your hips there. And allow the breath to just allow your hands to rise and fall. This touching will become a touch point to help support you on remembering to be in your body as well. And then if you could, breathe in who you are, all of you, your mind, your body, your brilliant, big, huge heart, and your soul, which is all of your unique light that chose to come and be in this body, in this lifetime, at this time, for a reason. And so often we get so caught up in the craziness of looking at Facebook notifications on our phone and looking at the 5,000 emails in our inbox and being distressed over traffic and all of these weird things that we have let have more meaning than they need to. They're all just things going on, just like the weather, which we've had the strangest stuff in St. Louis. It's rained and it's been hot, and then it stormed last night, and then it was kind of nice this morning, not so humid, and then it stormed again this morning, and then it's bright and sunny and hot. And it's been hot most of the time and humid, yes. But the sun and the clouds and the storms blowing through have been very, I don't even look at weather anymore because I just know it's going to be warm and I just know there's no need to know because I can't predict really when these storms are coming. They kind of come through quickly and then move on. And that's exactly like our life. Storms come through, the sun comes out, it pours and rains, it might flood, it might be gray, it might be a beautiful blue sky. And we are the same person no matter what is going on in the weather, and we are the same person in this life no matter what is going on in our country, our government, in the news, even in our family. And the reason why this topic came up to me so poignantly this week is I noticed I had this opportunity to put together a proposal on a really fun and amazing project that's been very fun for me to talk about. But now that it's actually a potentially going to happen thing, there's a lot of interest in the organization. It's gone to the board. The board wants to see numbers. They're definitely sure this is what they want to do, but they may want to pick and choose which options to make it financially feasible and time feasible and fit into their action plan as they go through transition in their top leadership. And what I'm finding is when it came to putting together the full proposal, it's due today. I still haven't emailed it. It's been done since yesterday. It took me so long to put all those numbers onto the paper. And I realized, where is my value, my belief in me, I love to talk a big game, but to actually be a part of it and to deliver it and to make this happen scares me. And all of the old programming of, oh, are you going to screw this up too? Or what if this doesn't work out? Or, you know, or what if it does? I mean, potentially the high end of the package is like $40,000. The low end is about $5,000, and they're going to probably pick something in the middle. But the beautiful thing is I don't have control over it, and can I just be okay with letting them choose, and I get to deliver and serve in whatever way they need me to be. And getting that money thing, getting that success thing, getting that, all of that has to fall away so I can just be me doing what I'm here to do. And this morning I was at a networking thing, like I said, and I had people come up to me afterwards and say, I really am intrigued with what you do. I had someone say, I loved watching your face in the audience when I presented. I'm going to have a big project come up. Would you consider collaborating with me because I'm going to need more people on my team? You know, at the lunch I went to, which was another networking thing that I had been invited to, it was just the most lovely circle of women. And several people hung out afterwards talking and connecting and really appreciating each other because we were asked a question that put us all into an intimate, open, vulnerable place. And now we all feel like we're like, we have new friends. They aren't just business potentials. They're women that I'd like to spend time with. And I love that. I love being looked at as what I do and who I am and my branding and my business card and all of that is credible and my words are hitting home in my messaging. And you know what? That's hard for me to receive. Because I've been on or telling myself a story that I just have to keep building my business, building my network, building my potential client list. And I've gotten out of the showing up to be me place. And when I come, get out of bed every day, go to meetings, show up, just being me, in all my beauty, glory, brilliance, intelligence, heart and soul, me, that's all I need to do. It's fascinating to me how that is all we're asked to do, period. You know, so often people are saying, I just can't figure out my purpose. I'm like, your purpose is for you to be the most you that you can be. My purpose is for me to be the most me I can be. And so I'm going to ask the question again. Who are you? What are you here to do and be? Who is the you that wants to come through if you would let her or him? This, to me, is huge. And the other question that I absolutely adore, I've loved it for the last 25 years, is what is it that you know that you're pretending not to know, that if you did know, would totally change your life, would totally shift your business, would totally enhance your relationships, would totally bring more joy and creative inspiration into your daily life? What is it that you already know, but you're pretending not to know that if you did know, would open the doors wide open. I mean, absolutely blow the doors off, period. And allow you to step into your greatness, your magnificence, your brilliance, your purpose in a way that the world needs right now. We need every one of us to stop sleeping. There's a Rumi poem that's about that. You know, don't go back to sleep. Once you wake up and become aware of something that deeply hurts your heart, that you want to shift on the planet or in your community or in your family or even with your own health, once you become aware of that, it's like, okay, I can't not do this anymore because my eyes have been opened to that. And we may figure out a way to serve on a committee or donate to a cause or whatever it is to help shift that energy on our planet, to help make a difference in healing our communities, our air, our water. I was just hearing this morning about what's going on in Africa and these people that were fighting for the lives of lions and to get them on an endangered and protected list. And there were lots of conversations about, well, what happens if we just kill all the lions? I mean, you know, they're kind of a menace. And thank goodness the other three-fourths of the people on the panel were speaking about, no, it's an ecosystem. One animal dies out, and it totally affects all of us, including the water and the land and the people who live there. And, you know, there's a chain that if you break a link in the middle of it, that chain is not strong anymore. And we keep breaking the links over and over and over again. There's a, in the place at our local zoo, there's a place in the living world, it's called, where there's a lot of hands-on demonstrations. And when my children were little and we went through there all the time, they didn't read a lot of things. They wanted to just go look at what all, you know, all their favorite demonstrations and what animals and things were in there and the weird things. But my heart would stop just about every time, because while I was waiting for them to run around and play, I would be transfixed in front of this LED flashing signage that was going across about how many species have now become extinct. And it was shifting and growing every second. It was changing. And talking about what that means to our planet every time we have more things going extinct, and how that means our whole ecosystem in each of those areas has to shift and adapt. And Mother Earth is strong, and she is resilient, and we have exhausted her in so many ways, and she keeps adapting. Despite all of our crazy human stuff about hoarding and mining even more and raping and pillaging from the planet and the water and the air, and I am not going to be quiet to it anymore. Every time we hear of something that hurts our heart and we let it slide because we're not going to rock the boat. Somebody says something that's racist or sexist or, you know, I don't know how to even describe this, but even people that are overweight that we used to, as a child, I know we made fun of the fat kids. I wasn't one. And now that I'm older and not as thin as I used to be, I'm not as attractive as I used to be. And I've still got that judgment thing in my mind. And I can hear, or actually I hear a lot less of the comments and the compliments I used to get all the time, you know, when I would turn heads when I walked into a room. Don't do that anymore, you know. I'm getting older and not as thin and sexy, and our culture has a whole thing around that. So I'm more sensitive to that. And it's a little late, but it's not too late. I can shift that every person I see out there is beautiful. And I'm really noticing that. So when somebody says something that's hurtful and mean about what someone's wearing or what they shouldn't be wearing or the size of their body or the shape of their body or any of that, I can't let it slide anymore. And we can do this in a way that isn't causing conflict. We can do this in a way of, wow, I'm sorry that that is a comment that you felt you needed to make. It hurt my heart. And I would really love to see that we could find a way to treat everyone with compassion. Look at women, how we compare. We tear each other down. In very many places, we are so mean to each other. Whether it's in the workplace or the moms on the playground. You know, there's that really great commercial that was about the working moms and the stay-at-home moms and the granola moms and the fast food moms and all the judgments that we had about who uses, does this, who parents this way, the breastfeeding, the non-breastfeeding, all of that. There's no right or wrong. We can't be in that other person's shoes. We know what feels right to us. We can educate and help other people learn about options, but they get to make the choice. And when are we going to honor that? And then taking that a step further, or actually a step back, and looking at our judgments around ourselves. Oh, what was I thinking? Why did I do that? Oh my God, I could have said that so many different ways. Why did it come out that way? You know, I mean, it's just, I shouldn't be tired. I shouldn't be procrastinating. I shouldn't be afraid to ask for the money that I know is due me. I should not, shouldn't, you know, all of those things. And I'm like, no, I want to be free. And I am declaring I am free of that. I'm free to feel that, to notice that, and say, okay, that isn't going to run me now. I am free of comparing myself to others. I am free of letting procrastination run me. I am free of letting it run me if I want it to at that moment. Because I know it won't last long. I know me. I don't sit and do nothing. I'm always too busy. And that's another thing. I'm free from having to be busy all the time. And I'm free from judging myself in all of these situations and just saying, you know what? If I take a breath, what is it I really want to do right now? And I let my higher self, I let my true self speak. And let me tell you, she may be so buried under all the shoulds and the versions of you that you think you're supposed to be or the expectations that were laid upon you from our caregivers and parents and families and spouses and even children, that it's hard to hear her. God, I feel like I'm preaching. And I am not just preaching to you, because this is me talking to me. And I thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk through some of these things, because it gives me so much clarity. And I hope on some level there's a nugget there for you. So I'm going to ask the question again. Who wants to really be showing up as you in this lifetime? Are you ready to step into the fullness of you, the beauty of you, the brilliance of you, the you that is ready to grow beyond the little tiny box that you've put yourself into? Are you ready? And the other question that is so key, what is it that I know that I'm pretending not to know, that if I did know, would totally shift this moment for me, would totally shift my ability to get this deadline met, this promise delivered, this client what they're looking for, this next step. And ask it. Write it down. Put it on your computer, on your bathroom mirror, on your phone. What is it that I know, but I'm pretending not to know? And if I did know it, would be the guidance I need in this next step to get through this issue, to make it to the next level of who I am. We've all done it, where we've pushed ourselves to the point where we're like, I can't possibly take another step or lift another pound of the weights or do another rep or do one more downward facing dog or whatever. And we do it, and afterwards we're like, oh, see, who was it that was limiting me? That wasn't my highest self for sure. Yeah. And interestingly, I had pulled up some songs to play to dance before this calling in to do this broadcast. And one of them I love, it's the music from A Spiritual Tourist that I've had for, oh God, at decades now. And one of the songs in there that I absolutely adore dancing to is kind of a jazzy Indian background, and there's a chant that flows through it. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. And as that song is sung in various parts throughout in various melodies throughout the song, I always have loved singing it, and I thought, I don't even know what that means. So I Googled it, and according to Wikipedia, which needs guidance, so if you have any additional information, please go to the Wikipedia page and share. Om Namah Shivaya is about greeting the divinity within me, is how Elizabeth Gilbert wrote it in her Eat, Pray, Love book. It's also about calling upon our highest self to be here. And that's what this is about. So in this coming week, the song that's on now is That All There Is? I love it. Just in time for me to close. So is there anything that you need to do to open up to your inner guidance? And if I can be of any support through this process for you, feel free to connect with me. Deborah at Deborah Leanne, or follow me on Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest. I so look forward to our time together next week and the opportunity to continue sharing my inner musings with you in hopes that it sparks some new part of you to open up and be, so that you can be a brilliant light, because I need each and every one of us. We all do. We need each other. Because when we grab hands and stand in circle to create the change, we are so powerful. There is nothing more powerful than this energy right here, right now. Take excellent care. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.